Tonight we're here for Q's Punishment, and buddy, you'll be getting in touch with your feminine side.
That's right, you're gonna be taking part in a panel discussion as an expert amongst other experts on women's issues.
Hey, Puckett boys. Today's video features a bunch of angry feminists who get told the truth.
Pussy!
If you are a man and you're a feminist, it's best you look away now, or cunts will get triggered.
And all you have to do is respectfully disagree with their expert.
I knew it!
Opinions!
I knew it was gonna be something horrible.
We're throwing you to the wolves.
This is going to hit a nerve with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So he is going to be grilled in there.
Q's gonna be an ass
on this panel. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
The ironic thing is, I mean, Q doesn't believe any of this stuff.
Women love Q. He's a charming guy, he's nice, he was brought up right by his mother.
Yes. Plus, he's charming his way out of this, though.
Here we go.
There he is.
Thank you for attending She. The focus of our evening is going to be a panel discussion with three very distinguished guests, all of whom have written extensively on women's issues.
He's already squirming.
We have Katie Goodman. She's a feminist speaker, author, and activist. Then we have Rachel Sklar. She's the co-founder of Change the Ratio, which increases visibility and opportunity for women in tech and new media. And finally, we have Brian Quinn, who is a social awareness blogger with his award-nominated blog, Brother of the Sisterhood.
So the moderator's helping us do this, but Q doesn't know that, and neither does the audience.
Here we go.
It's still not uncommon to hear the phrase, that's a man's job, and I want to hear your thoughts on that particular phrase.
So remember, just oppose their views. It's super simple.
Brian?
There are men's jobs and there are women's jobs. I mean, I think we all, I mean, we're not saying that that doesn't exist, right? I mean, you're not.
We are kind of saying that.
But it's just like if you pull up to a garage and you got to get like an alternator replaced and there's a woman mechanic, the majority of men and women are going to look at that and be like, hey, man, I'm all for, you know, women's rights. I mean, who isn't? But I also want my car to run well.
Gotcha, bitch.
I can't take it.
We're gonna discuss some of the most influential women, who you think they are, and sort of what gives them that influence. Michelle Obama, Shonda Rhimes. Women can do all sorts of things.
All right, buddy, now disagree with that.
You know, these are, you know, the Michelle Obama thing, she got there because she slept with a man.
Gotcha, bitch.
My God.
I think Michelle Obama is a fantastic example.
Right, but she wouldn't be in the White House if her husband hadn't gotten her there. I mean, very pretty. Very pretty.
I'm getting, I don't know how much I can take now.
Brian, actually, this next question is for you specifically. You have a blog entitled Brother of the Sisterhood, and a recent excerpt from your blog reads,
this is Q's quote that we wrote.
If women made as much money as men, they would definitely spend it all.
Gotcha, bitch.
Specifically for their children, because they are such loving human beings by nature. These emotions often cloud their judgment, though, making them unstable or irrational. Can you please explain that quote?
Oh, my God.
I think that's true of everybody. Maybe I didn't make that clear enough. I've made a lot of irrational decisions. You know, I've chosen bad friends. So I think the point I was trying to make there is just like, hey, you know, these ladies, they're going through a lot. You know.
Do you have any closing remarks?
If I had boobs, I'd play with them all day.
Come on, this is it, and you're all done.
Are you sure you don't want to make closing remarks before I go? I guess my closing remark is, you know, if I
can't leave till you say it.
Oh my God.
If I had boobs, I'd just be home playing with them all day.
What the fuck?
So
what the fuck
the
was
fact that?
That
you're not is amazing.
Thank you, everybody. That's it for our panel discussion tonight.
Yay, got through it.
Oh my God.
Thanks for watching. Smash the like button, subscribe, and bang the bell.
And if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon, or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
Take us out, Kitty.
I got money in the bank. Shut it, what you think?
Wow.
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot and spicy meat. Yeah, boy.